Along with this month's papal visit, Philadelphia is hosting the World Meeting of Families. The meeting is the main reason the Pope is coming to the United States, but what is the World Meeting of Families? WHYY's Tom McDonald spoke to organizers to find out.
You can break the 8th World Meeting of Families into three different parts. There's the Congress, the Family Festival, and also the Papal Mass for more than a million people on the Ben Franklin Parkway. Lizanne McGarity-Pando is Director of Marketing and Communications for the World Meeting. She says it's expected to be the biggest event of its kind ever.
The last conference was 7,000 attendees, and we're already up to 15,000 attendees. So we're delighted to be even double the number that it was in Milan 3 years ago. It's really just going to be an exciting dynamic piece.
But the goal of this story is to tell you what is the World Meeting. McGarity-Pando explains it this way.
Talking about the family, strengthening the family, helping people stay together and not splinter apart. It helps your family, it helps your faith, and it also helps the world around you.
The first part of the event is broken down to the events for adults and youth. Mary Beth Yount is Director of Content and Programming for the adult portion of the World Meeting of Families. She says they're doing dozens of breakout sessions designed to help strengthen the family unit.
We have probably almost 140 speakers from around the world talking about how to improve in your relationships. It's all revolving around this theme of love is our mission, the family fully alive.
That includes how to keep the family together during trying times, looking at emotional and financial issues from the Catholic and interfaith perspectives. The sessions try to offer practical skills to make life better, covering dating, the blended family, honoring the elderly, the role of women in the church, and even benefits and obstacles of being an online family. The speakers are not just talking from a Catholic perspective, says Yant.
So we have presenters from all different denominations, from all different countries, coming to help people get practical skills for ways that they can grow in their life and in their relationships, within their household, within their neighborhood, and as a global community.
Children's events are designed for those ages 6 through 17. Maria Richardson is the head of the Youth Congress. She says the goal is to entertain while educating.
They will be making Pope puppets of Pope Francis out of paper bags. So expect to see many Pope Francis puppets on the parkway when he arrives.
For the older kids,
we have Swing with the Sisters dance party that the sisters are providing. They'll be doing hula hoop contests and teaching line dancing. We have shooting hoops with the seminarians so that the young men can just kind of interact with them. We have Wii bowling with the bishops, and the bishops will be playing the Wii games with the high school students so that they can have some interaction there.
There will also be service programs that teach the concept of sharing and caring about those who are less fortunate.
One is Helping Hands, where they will be packaging rice and soy and food that will then be sent overseas to Africa. There's another one called Fill a Bag, Fill a Heart, where they'll be decorating a paper bag and then filling it with toiletries, washcloths, socks, and they will be delivered to some of the homeless around the Philadelphia area locally.
Once Pope Francis arrives, there will be the festival on the parkway and two papal masses, an invite-only one at the cathedral on Saturday and the giant one for a million or more on the parkway Sunday afternoon. To handle the crowds, the meeting is recruiting 10,000 volunteers to help. Suzanne Kinkel's job is to coordinate all those free workers. She says they're relying on co-sponsors to give them the best trained and personable people to deal with what could be some very trying issues with the massive crowds. Think about all those people waiting to go through metal detectors or the crowds looking to leave after the Parkway Mass is over.
We have certain corporate sponsors that we know, you know, will help us, and they know their people, you know, really well. So we'll put them in, you know, some what I call maybe some key areas for us where they'll help us manage the events.
Don't think just by volunteering it's a ticket to get close to the Pope, says Kinkel.
So we've made it clear from the beginning that the role of the volunteer is to assist the 1.5 million guests that are, you know, coming. And we have, or we are working on a deployment plan as we speak that will place you know, volunteers in what we call key areas.
She says training more than 10,000 volunteers is important to cover all bases, even if some call out sick for the once-in-a-lifetime event. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.